I don't hear
Hold on, guys. Sorry. I'm in my Dubai apartment right now, and the air conditioning just turned on. Let me handle this. Honey, can you fix that?
Could you fix the fucking air conditioning?
Could you fix the fucking air conditioning? This is a multi-million dollar property.
Quick. Hurry.
Sorry,
hurry,
guys. Just one second. Just one second. We're just figuring it out.
I unironically can't hear it. What's louder is actually your border.
Don't make me let the tiger out, okay? She's doing that thing where she talks fast and she's scared. Oh boy, here we go.
She's like Don Vito.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay. Thank you though.
Did you ever go just Don Vito mode?
Bingo. My name's Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
And Fade.
Dude, what'd you do for Valentine's?
Huh? I watched Iron Claw and cried.
Oh, was it cute? I want to watch it still.
Oh, it was very cute. Actually, that's why I cried, is because it was so cute that I simply couldn't hold it in. It was almost borderline kawaii.
Yeah.
Right? And it was extremely...
That seemed like a kawaii film.
It was.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I would say Zac Efron looked like every 70s anime cartoon I've ever seen, all wrapped in one. And it was extremely kawaii.
So you're saying he looked yummy.
He looked very otaku, is I guess what I want to say. He looked very influential to my style, I guess. So, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Then I went to a thrift store.
Cute.
Went thrifting. Did not find anything. I tell you what I did find, though, is like probably a landfill amount of Elvis memorabilia.
Oh.
And every time I passed by it. I wish. If they had Elvis's toilet there, I'd put it in as my own toilet. Every time I passed it, though, I was always like, oh, my love,
yeah,
my darling, I hunger for your touch. Are you still mine? I need your love.
See, what's great is we're on Zoom, so you're hitting these notes, and I know it sounds beautiful, but to me it sounds like Stephen Hawking getting his battery taken out.
God, speed your love. I did that the entire time, and I tell you what, Allison was not having it.
Oh, damn.
I mean, first time you're like, oh, yeah, it's funny. Look, that it is a pretty funny picture. But then by the third or fourth time, let me tell you, it is Unchained Melody is not a... not a memeable song.
And then did you sit there and you chat up the thrift guy about what's Austin Butler?
Yeah, Gerard Butler. Should have had the role.
Yeah.
Should have had the role.
They got the wrong guy. They got the wrong Butler.
I was like, can you believe that Austin Butler lost himself in this role and it barely sounds like he has an accent?
I can't believe it, mama.
I kept walking up to every thrift store vendor, and I just kept being like, how much for them pair of shoes? Yeah.
Who?
That's what I do every time.
Yeah. I just look like I'm doing karate on Zoom.
make some karate sounds.
Karate sounds?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. You should begin every stand-up show you do with that. A crane kick, and then exactly. The only problem you're gonna have, Noel, is the applause are gonna be so loud and so continuous that the show might not start on time.
I know. It's just when you get up there and you kind of, you know,
because
the crowd's ready. They're like, oh, he's killer on stage, dude. He is an absolute demon up there. We're in for
a
treat.
I didn't know that I could be transported to a place like that by seeing a live act.
Yeah.
And I've seen Rush before, so.
Bro, I get so meta when I'm doing stand-up now. I feel so lame.
Why? Or I guess, let me, what do you get meta about?
I just, become self-aware, and then I'm hypercritical internally as I'm speaking, and the whole time I'm thinking, God, shut the fuck up.
You should say some YouTuber shit that, like, people that don't even, like, that don't upload YouTube videos would say.
Yeah.
Like, if you were like, where do you think this is going to place out of 10?
Yeah. Little elbow nudge. Huh?
Yeah, huh? Exactly. Right, guys?
Where do you think this bit falls out of the last 10 videos, huh?
Out of the last 10. I don't think we're getting confetti. If we were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That'll be my new phrase, man. If a joke kills, I'm just going to arbitrarily scream, there's the confetti.
There's the confetti. And everyone's like, woo! You could probably do that at a YouTube, like, corporate stand-up bit.
Yeah.
That would crush.
Yeah. Would murder.
You ever have a day that starts like, oh, 3 out of 10? You know, it's above the pack. And then it falls down to an 8 out of 10?
Oh,
and you do like a Chappelle mic slap to your knee.
Guilty. I do that. Guilty.
Guilty. Hey, where's the handcuffs? Lock me up.
Take me away.
I'm a thigh slapper. I'm a thigh slapper.
I thigh slap. But you know what then, dude? There's a nice little irony there about the confetti and, like, maybe blowing your brains out, something like, you know.
It could be that. That could be a very cute way to go about it. I think it's very good. I've seen it a couple times. I never actually even saw a slap.
Yeah, I've toned it down. Sometimes something gets me, and I got a thigh slap. I just have to do it.
You got to hit that thigh slap.
Yeah, just fucking.
The only thing I've ever seen you do where I was just like, "What the hell is this?" was I think one time you did a thing where you laugh and then you bend over slightly and then you kind of like baby step a couple steps. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chuckle and you like walk forward with it. Exactly. Everyone's like, woo. You're like, what about you? You girl bring it here? Yeah, I fuck your girl.
Yeah.
You fuck your girl with my voice in the background.
And then I
yeah, you finger gun him.
And then I walk forward. You know, just because you know.
There's a lot of aggressive ways to finger gun, dude.
There really are, man.
If you do it, the faster it is, the more innocent it is. You ever notice that? Right?
Yeah, that's true. But if it's slow.
If you point at somebody and you're like, boom, that feels way more threatening. Boom! Yeah, and if you do to a group of people are like, oh, it's fun. But then if there are three people up front and you're like, yeah, the angle is so extreme here that it's a literal fucking Boondock Saints moment here, man. I know. Wait. Just like a massive gun.
That Holy is true, shit. And you have to do the fucking onomatopoeia. You got to do the noise to it non-threatening.
Pew, 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 pew. Versus if you do like, pew, that's a different sound. The lower the sound is, you know what I mean?
I mean that's why that shit was so threatening in Gran Torino.
Yeah, all you immigrant children.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood
get off himself. My yard. Yeah, had no idea he was recording. Who the hell are you?
Clint, this is a story about a war veteran connecting over food with his immigrant neighbors. He's like,
I didn't order any Chinese food.
They're Vietnamese.
All the actors are like, what?
Hold on. I'll let him know.
They're Vietnamese. I don't care what they are. Get him the hell out of here.
The whole thing was filming him saying, get off my set. They just get AI'd off the lawn.
My set. Yeah, they did a fucking Henry Cavill lip to his mouth and it replaces set with lawn.
Lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Did you see all those?
All right, cool. I think we got an Oscar contender.
Did you see all the AI videos everyone's freaking out about? The Midjourney ones?
Which that's been going on for a while. Like, which ones?
They just released today the latest. OpenAI released their latest version, Sora. So people are
Sora.
It looks pretty good. Like the physics look decent. And I've just been messing with everybody on Twitter. I'm like, you're a film major. You better look at salt mining. It's over for you, dude.
Learn to code.
Yeah.
Learn to code to video editors. Yeah.
And I got a guy pretty good. I baited him. He deleted all his tweets. He was getting into it with me. It was pretty funny.
Oh, I see here. If you're in film school, I suggest you pivot to salt mining, the Marques Brownlee.
Yeah. Let me see if I can.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
So wait, is this like assets combined together using AI to like, so like some of this stuff, is it like green screen assets or is it just literally text to prompt and then it's all rendered?
Text to prompt, all rendered.
That's insane.
Actually kind of scary. Pretty actually scary, but you know, if you leave it to the studio to make a film, and I think that's the funny part is people are like, you need human experiences. No, you don't. Marvel has zero human experiences. That shit makes a lot of money. Transformers has zero human experiences. That makes a lot of money. But
okay, dude.
Well, hold on.
Shots fired, but...
Okay. You were fine when I said Marvel, but as soon as I said Transformers...
No, no, no. I was catching my breath. I audibly did...
Yeah.
And I had to... I couldn't speak.
Yeah. The studio having this, we're actually going to get... I feel the funniest piece of shit movies. If this got to a point where the studio has 100% control and they can hire the writer they like and they can give the notes directly, it'll be the most corporate piece of shit film in the funniest way. It might actually do better than Marvel because it'll be so comically bad and dystopian that it'll be good.
Didn't they already do an AI-generated text intro or something?
Yeah, so, yeah.
For the Samuel Jackson, who the fuck is that? Agent Zero or whatever the fuck thing is called?
Yeah, they did for the credit scene.
Yeah, I mean, it's already started.
Hey, guys, we want to take a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Manscaped! 2024 is here in full swing, and that means it's time for New Year's resolution check-in with our friends at Manscaped. And Manscaped's new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is every man's cheat code to look good, feel good, and turn the page on confidence this year. Whether you're going for a trim or that clean-shaven look, this trimmer has you covered. Trusted by over 10 million men worldwide, now is your time to get a grip on your grooming with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code STRETCH for 20% off plus free shipping. You know, some of my New Year's resolutions this year, personally, for grooming myself is I have a nice big beard upstairs and downstairs, and I want to make sure that they're great for my wife. My wife complains all the time that I'm an ungroomed pig, but with Manscaped, I know that I won't oink anymore. Introducing the MVP of 2024, the Manscaped's fifth generation lawnmower. It's not just a trimmer, it's your grooming sidekick. Equipped with two skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. Where's my heart gonna go? It's like having a personal stylist at your fingertips, or, well, wherever you need it. Plus, it's waterproof. And for my men who want the full grooming experience, look no further than Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0. In this grooming kit, you'll get the trusted lawnmower, Manscaped's ear and nose hair trimmer, and essential aftercare products with Crop Soother Ball Aftershave Lotion and Crop Preserver Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant. They even threw in two free gifts, the Boxer 2.0 and the Shed 2.0 toiletry bag. And let's face it, resolutions might come and go, but a well-groomed you is here to stay, thanks to Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code STRETCH at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code STRETCH at manscaped.com. Embrace a new you and definitely embrace a new trimmer, courtesy of Manscaped.
I think we're pushing farther and farther into online creators, just legitimate, like a new age of independent filmmaking, except everybody... And then people literally become rich off of their ideas they own and they film themselves and even like dropping it on like their own websites or even doing shit like on YouTube. You've already seen it start to happen with like Hell of a Boss and like these animated shows and stuff. I think like if somehow people can find a way to make it worth their while to make a movie for YouTube, then hey, watch out, Universal.
Yeah, I actually think that as well, and I Well, actually, no, I agree, and I think
actually,
yeah,
I think it's going to be awesome when you actually can, because that's the thing is YouTubers and content creators are so well versed in like cinema gear at this point because they, you know, now it's consumer grade. People have
not even cinema gear, dude. Fucking an iPhone.
I mean that. I guess you could
unironically make a Oscar-winning movie on an iPhone if you had the if you had a decent enough story and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I guess what I meant was like, there's no
tools are there.
Yeah, the tools are there. There's no barrier to like learn how to make a film at like a high level. And if the only thing holding other people back from making movies is like, well, I wanted to write this scene, but I can't afford like a building exploding, you know, or then.
That's what you have the AI for.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is
yeah, I mean, a guy's like, he's guy already typing. I'm joking. God, I'm fucking joking. Good Lord. No.
I know.
I think that there's also. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I know people. There's a lot of implications with the studios replacing people. Mm-hmm. And let me be clear about something. I fully intend to do the same thing. If I write a film, fuck you. I'm hiring an actor. It's all not real people. I'm gonna make this film for $20. Okay.
You make a you make a movie called Artificial.
Yeah. Yeah. Just super on the nose.
I'll tell you right now, there's fucking 17-year-old kids who have mastered Blender that would be ecstatic if you gave them $5,000 to do, like, special effects for a movie or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the explosions for a building, it's like just, we've already gone past that. There's people who are like, oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that in a week or a day. You know, it's like, there's so many people that you can collaborate on out there and people that are just so talented. It's, you don't need an entire fucking team of people. Also, don't be fucking stupid and be like, well, this is my independent project and it's a cyborg war.
Yeah, no. Come on, guys. It's
like, what are you thinking? What would you, here, okay, so if you had we kind of did this before on this podcast where we talked about if we had a movie, right? What would your YouTube movie be?
All right, let me think about this. Let me think.
If someone came up to you and they're just like, hey, you have an audience here. I think for $20,000, I want to make a movie. Nice. And you know what he's going to say? He's going to say an hour and a half, give me a 90-minute film. We'll upload on your channel. And if it performs well, you get we'll give you like X amount of money, blah blah blah.
I would do a coming of age story about a young boy who aspires to become a household name. It's just a young boy by the name of Aiden.
Okay.
He's just a humble Madden 2K player. And all he wants to do is become a household name someday. He doesn't know how he's going to do it, but he wants to do it.
Right.
It's a little story about Aiden Ross.
Oh.
And it'll be the most insane movie ever because we'll get Aiden to be played by Patrick Dempsey for free.
Patrick Dempsey. Do you think he'll take that role?
He doesn't have to. With AI, we can make
with
him
AI,
take that
role. With AI, that's true. Okay, true. Okay, so we have Patrick Dempsey in there. That's true.
I'm basically going to make a bunch of movies where we infringe on a lot of famous people's personal copyright. And my YouTube channel will blow up by the sheer lack of legal protection that these people have. And I'm going to have so many movies made by wonderful, amazing people. About things they don't want to be associated with. Like, we'll do one about the tunnels in New York. It'll be Leo, Sam Jackson. I mean, we'll get the whole...
And Aiden Ross.
Aiden Ross. Yeah, we'll put Aiden Ross in the movie as a good actor. It'll be a crazy, you know, genre-bending thing.
I really love the idea of an Aiden Ross biopic, but AI Timothy Chalamet plays Aiden Ross.
Yeah, maybe. AI Timothy Chalamet physically played by Noah Centineo.
and I still like the idea of the tie-in is that he's playing Madden 2K in these tunnels in New York and he's building a reputation as the best Madden 2K player in these tunnels in New York.
Yeah,
and he's trying to break free. And the reason
we'll merge it with the real moment when the police came.
That's what I'm saying. It's because
they pull out the mattress and they're like, "What is this fucking doo-doo on the mattress?"
Yeah, exactly. Is this green bile?
And
it's like that's Aiden's mattress.
Yeah.
What event when they're playing 2K or what event transpires that makes the authorities get called?
Ooh, that's a good one. You know what it is, man?
Hmm.
Aiden goes into a public game and he's so funny roasting someone live as he's playing multiplayer. He's roasting someone on the other side live so badly. Little unbeknownst to Aiden, this kid that he's roasting is in a room full of his friends. All 20 of his friends are watching. This is Aiden's opponent. We'll call him Michael.
Get shit on, kid. Right.
Aiden is shitting on Michael so hard that Michael, he's trying to cover the headset as he's getting roasted, but he has to have two hands on the plate on the controller. And his boys are like, "Damn, bro, he cooking you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to kill yourself after this game, bro. You getting cooked."
Oh.
And Michael gets so upset that he fucking, IP traces Aiden.
Okay.
You know, because unbeknownst to Aiden, Michael is actually a very talented hacker. Red Hat.
Okay.
And he discovers Aiden is chirping from a strange location. It's in the middle of a street. So he doesn't like this.
Mm.
So he gets Aiden swatted.
Okay.
Just by the sheer talent that Aiden possesses to tease people.
Right.
So then that's what kind of kicks off the whole tunnel search, because when the SWAT team shows up, and the SWAT team that's played by Wahlberg,
Hank Affleck, Hank from Breaking Bad, Kai Cenat,
and we'll just have Kai in the film, just cause.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be fan fodder for streamers and stuff.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and then maybe we throw Pokimane in there.
Yeah.
And then
she's the love interest. She's not playing herself into it, but she's like the love interest to Aiden in this.
Yeah. But that's to be discovered later, because at this point she's the captain of the SWAT team.
Is Aiden's character in this, is he the hero or is he the villain?
I think he's just an absolute victim. The world is just completely against him. In a disgusting way.
And you know what's funny about that is that that's true to life, too. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
I thought you were going to go the route of Aiden is in the sewers with his friends bullying this kid who he's getting dunked on, right?
Mm.
And he's Timothy Chalamet, who is playing Aiden in the New York sewers with gig up and gig down internet in these tunnels, and the tunnels are leading to a super is leading to the tunnels that are so mysterious are leading to the Madden 2K server room where that's how he's able to get the better latency. He's able to play better because he's that close to the server, right? The kid who is hanging around his 20 friends gets dunked on so hard that he pulls a fucking Dead Poet Society, blows his head off, right? The dad is so distraught, who's also connected, who this is Hank from Breaking Bad, that character. His dad is so distraught that he sets up a sting to find out who this person was that, you know, bullied his son. Right? And then the swatting thing is he does an intentional swat, and then we have, Aziz Ansari or something like that, who plays like his like rookie detective or something. And he's like, "What are you doing? You can't just be swatting kids like that, man. It's messed up."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's I don't care. I had to find my son.
And this all starts as a commentary on bullying and society. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And the lengths you have to go to get redemption for your son, but you go too far and you lose yourself.
Right.
Which is why also, and especially with streaming culture that I think a lot of these streaming fans are going to be a fan of, is the swatting aspect.
Right.
I think trickling in we're going to throw in a hologram version of Mac Miller to be doing a performance on stage at some point.
Right.
And we're going to have, like we said, Pokimane be in the tunnels with Timothée Chalamet, who is playing Aiden Ross, but Pokimane isn't Pokimane. She's playing somebody else.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of nods, I guess, where it's a content, it's a film for
creators,
fans of creators and creators alike. That's what makes it so powerful.
It's for the fans.
It is for the fans.
I mean, it's just, it's for and the that's fans. Just,
yeah, what's insane about this too is that since we're in a Zoom meeting, it actually I feel like I'm in a Zoom meeting with the director, or just like an interview after the fact. It's like it's for the fans.
For the fans. Yeah, I mean, Hunter, if I can, Hunter, I love this idea. I think. Thank you. I mean, I think we could take. Oh, we can have this streaming straight to everyone's Oculus 4 in weeks. The machine learning we have is unmatched. And, you know, this is something we don't really talk about out loud, but we are very fortunate to kind of snatch up the last of Southeast Asian workforce. So all those guys that used to live in India, we have them now, and we take care of them, you know, no foul play.
No, MetaQuest is all what they know how to say in English is MetaQuest.
And these guys are great. they don't sleep, literally. Awesome.
They can't because the warehouse is flooding.
Exactly.
So the feet are too cold.
Yeah, so.
That's what we love about that, yeah.
And sometimes they try, but we pump up the AC, so we make sure that they're just, you know, spry.
Pump up the AC, and we have wooden toothpicks all over the floors as well. Give a little jolt.
What's amazing about that, too, just as a side note, is some of the old, you know, because we have to used to do practical effects in person. Mm. Well, you know, those guys were out of work, but we were thinking, well, how do we keep our Southeast Asian workforce scared and ready to plunder? And what we actually had them do is read up on the Vietnam War and specifically jungle warfare. So what we've gone in and done is we put a bunch of booby traps all over the warehouse. So we say this to say there's no doubt that they will not stop working until this film is done. So next steps, I think, would be talking to your agent and making sure we get this thing to production because, I mean, it's for the fans.
The next step, I would say, is talking to your agent and calling your bank and making sure there's enough room for all the money you're about to get.
Because, yeah, I mean, this is going to be – the people won't have a choice. We have a deal with Facebook where they will buy this movie.
Yeah, they will buy this movie. We're going to make it an aggressive campaign like when U2 put their album on everybody's iPhone, except they're going to be charged.
Yeah.
It's not free. So you will – if we have your credit card information, we will use it to purchase the film, and it's going to premiere on Aiden Ross's clip channel on YouTube. So we're very excited about that.
And they'll have to watch it all in 1-minute shorts.
Of course.
To maximize the revenue.
A 75-part. Short compilation that is both divided up on YouTube and TikTok, and we're going to put them in different orders. So we're going to go 1, 10, 2, 63, and so on and so forth, just to really make sure that people are on their toes and they're connecting the dots themselves.
And we will bookend each piece of content with an ad, and we will mid-roll some of them. Just some.
Just a couple, but you know, we do have to make our nut back as well.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's the future we have ahead of us, you know? What do you think about that? Does that sound fun?
Did you like that video? Great. Did you like that video of Zuck just going at it with Apple?
Oh yeah, he's like, the Quest is much more comfortable.
Much better.
It's a fraction of the cost. It's insane how not human he looks. Inhuman.
Yeah. Did you like that subtle thing he slipped in there when he goes, you're going to want controls that are more natural, you know, handheld controls and eventually neural. He just slipped that in there.
Yeah. He's like, so when we decide to put the chip in your brain while you're sleeping, you'll just be able to think about the apps. You'll open your eyes and Joshua Wiseman's cooking tutorial will be right in front of you.
All your favorite creators will be your friends whenever you want them, however you want them.
However you want them, in whatever position you want them. The quest. Like, Jesus Christ.
You gonna get one? You gonna get the Mark of the Beast?
No, I've had no desire. I've watched a couple of videos on it, and I just I don't know. It just like does not look like anything that I'd. It looks like it'd be fun for a plane. That's all I would say. Like turning it on and having like a fun thing to look at on a plane. But then again, it's like I've also just watched movies on my iPhone, and that's been fine too. So I don't know. What about you? Are you getting one?
I don't think so. I've had a couple wireless headsets. I had, I had the Valve Index. I've tried a lot of VR. It's cool. I don't know. Just nothing about it makes me go, fuck yeah, I need that.
It's going to come down to what is the least obnoxious thing to wear. It's like literally the fucking technology they said in Black Mirror, where it's like a little device you just put on your temple.
Yep.
And then you're just like it's as convenient as that.
Yep.
Or I know Casey Neistat said if it was like glasses, like almost sunglasses that you could like that aren't just so obnoxious. And because right now it's that's the craziest thing is people are like, I'm surprised no one has like there hasn't been mass reports of people just getting mugged.
Yeah.
You have these things on and people just coming up and ripping this $4,000 piece of hardware off your head.
That and then I think the thing that. This is super minor, but I just can't wait for all the random reports. Because like with the Apple Watch, they had a bunch of reports of rashes. Like it was fucking up people's skin. Yeah. So I can't wait for all the weird niche stuff like that they have to try and hide. You know?
Like, yeah.
I wore my Quest for 3 hours and I suddenly have repeated ear infections. It's like...
Dude, I've always wondered about just like cancer for people in this cell phone generation, like first generation cell phone stuff. And there hasn't been a generation of people old enough, I feel like, to fucking be like, yeah, you have cheek cancer because of like your phone and your, or like hands or, your pockets or anything like that.
I bet you were all going to get pee-pee-wee-wee cancer.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. The ball cancer is on the way.
Weren't they saying that about like laptops in general too? They're like, oh, it's cooking your, because I know that was the big thing is them being like, it's cooking your sperm, so it lowers your sperm count by having the hot thing on your lap. But I'm like, if it's fucking cooking my sperm cells, I feel like it's probably doing a little something else too. Like I don't think it's just like, I don't think I'm walking out of this one unscathed. You know what I mean?
Just funny old guys, fucking sperm watching. Getting cock watched over your sperm by way of technology.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you know, like, old man? Shut up.
Literally counting the sperm on his hands. I meant more so with your fingers like 1, 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like twiddling around. There's gold in these hills. I had an interesting idea for a horror film.
Let's hear it.
I wanted to do, there hasn't been a lot of films about in general, and I don't want people in the comments to fucking start jumping on like, oh, that's this movie, it's this movie, right? There's not a lot of movies about postpartum depression, right?
I would say so.
And I wanted to do one where it was this monster that shows up and he wants to suck your tits and stuff like that, and he puts you into a hallucinogenic state where you look at your baby in this new light, which I know that postpartum depression isn't just like, oh, I hate my baby. It's more of like the symptoms afterwards of like, you feel like, I know it's kind of interesting. It's like people say that like, because they lost their bump, like people become attached to the bump in their belly. So they feel like they're missing something or they're detached from their kid.
They also like get
the stress of the whole situation.
Yeah. Women also just like, sometimes they just crater mentally afterward or they're just immovably depressed.
Yeah, and I think it's just those things where it's like you maybe you do have resentment towards your kid.
Yeah,
it's this thing of like you wish that you could look at it in a healthy way or loving way, etc. And I was trying to think of some monster or something like that shows up to that affects women that have postpartum depression. And it was going to be this big character that like walks on these udders, and the whole thing is he has these giant udder legs. and he has a big, big pair of lips and a big, like, very thick tendrilled mustache that's perpetually dripping milk. And the whole thing is that he wants to breastfeed from these women. And he only leaves until the baby is dead from negligence. I thought it'd be kind of interesting, but I haven't thought too much further on it, but I was like, I feel like this is something fun I'd like to explore.
I think that's I think that's a worthy premise. I think that's fun. And yeah, the thought of getting your breast drained to the point of losing the baby is horrifying.
Yeah. So long that the baby just, I mean, like, you know, is neglected, which is also a thing too of like, it's an even, it probably makes you feel even worse because you were already having those kind of, you know, postpartum depression thoughts and feelings and stuff. So it's just like another fucking nail to the coffin kind of thing.
Yeah.
Also, it's not sexual. It's just like, I don't know. It's them doing a motherly thing to the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Them being a mother to the wrong thing, I think is interesting. And all that kind of stuff. I don't know. Had that idea a little while ago, and I was going to put it into a video somehow and just see what the reception was.
But I think
everybody made me feel really bad about it, and I wanted to put it out here to see what our viewers thought.
Why? Who made you feel bad about it?
mostly Nick. Mostly Nick. Nick sat there and he's like, I could see people saying that it's making light of sexual assault. And I'm like, I mean, I don't think so, because, well, to be fair, I did make some changes, because at first I was like, this could be a funny video. Where the monster is kind of a bit more cartoonish, and we make it a cartoon, blah blah blah. And the whole thing is that he had hands, so he'd be a bit more tactile, to where he could like grab stuff and do stuff like that. But instead of just having hands, I feel like you have to make sure that like these monsters and stuff, that like every part of them has a function for whatever they're made for, right?
Right.
So for his hands, I was like, what's something interesting to do with his hands? And I just thought it'd be funny if he honked, and with his mouth he did honk honk honk. Whenever he sensed boobs around, he would honk, and he'd do like that. And then Nick didn't like that.
Honking for honkers is a hell of a bumper sticker. We could say that.
Honking for honkers.
Yeah,
honk
yeah.
If you have honkers.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. I could see how in that way I I see Nick's position loud and clear.
My whole thing, though, is that if he's sitting there, and if the intention is not sexual and it's just funny, I think there's a way you could do it. I think that it would be a tough sell.
Yeah.
But I think all good things are challenging. If you're not challenging your audience, then what the hell are you doing to begin with? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why.
Can I get an amen on that?
I think you can. I don't know if you can get it from me right now.
Okay.
Dude, speaking of challenging your audience, that's something I agree with, and that's why, guys, we want to let you know the next episode will be in Roblox and will actually be on 2x speed. It will be uploaded at 2x speed. We want to get you guys ready for the future. So yeah, the next podcast will be in Roblox, 2x speed. It'll be an MLG editing style if you're a bit older. If you're a bit younger, it'll just be like anything else that you're, any other meme that you're used to consuming.
When we promised Roblox last time, people were fucking pissed that we didn't deliver. Know, so you better recoil this statement back if you're not legitimate.
No, we will. Next one, we will. We'll set up the.
What if I don't want to?
This is like a quick bit. Just set it up on your phone. We can run around in Roblox, then we're done. You know? No?
I guess, dude.
We'll get an AI hunter to do it.
Ah, yeah. That's right.
There you go.
One of these episodes,
we should just have AI hunter sit in and see if people even notice.
Oh, they'll notice.
You think so?
Yeah.
All is good in the hood, my friends, is what AI hunter says. I do think in our lifetime, we'll definitely get multiple live streams of someone's funeral. And I do think as bits, there will be sponsors.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this company legitimately sponsored something, and it's like a bit, and people laugh it off. But I do think it's going to become normalized, where it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's a solid way to support the family after the fact.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, that kind of shit.
No, there will be how it will start is it will be a rogue, you know, guy boss personality who's like, who says death has to be so sad and boring? And he'll try to like appeal to this post-irony framing of the world. And then people are like, yeah, like whatever. I almost think like if the technology got there, people would be almost trying to die sooner, knowing that all their shit could be like uploaded and put somewhere. And it would be like a bit like where their death becomes inconsequential and they do legitimately live on in a weird way. Mm. And maybe that's what death becomes, dude. We upload all of our brain and personality and then we just die in the real world. And but no one would ever know. And we just continue to exist on in the Black Mirror world, you know?
Yeah, like the fucking that guy who made his whole channel AI. Like that would be a good example of that.
Yeah.
Only like the people that you know in real life would ever know that you're dead, but everyone else would just kind of you would keep living on as just a content entity.
Yep.
A fucking content ghost is what you become. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I tried to kind of explore this idea. I didn't do it really well, but it was during COVID or whatever people want to call it at this point. But yeah, I did like a sketch about this dude downloading Friends off of his TV. Because I don't know, I had streamed so much and I had this thought that like anything I could ever possibly say in terms of my mood and my opinions, it's probably all like there's enough data there to just replicate me and never actually need me to do it again. And I mean, I've made this joke often, but I really do think that's where YouTube and all these other like corporations are excited at the idea that they could fucking sell like Mr. Beast, your friend in your headset to a 7-year-old. That'll be like massive.
Totally.
in terms of like, the most monetizable thing possible. You know, it's the thing that toy companies have wanted forever, where they bring your teddy bear to life and they're finally going to get it.
It's going to be something like, I just actually, we're getting ready to release a video on Saturday about this guy who married an anime girl. The guy's name was Akihiko Kondo, I think was his name. And he married Hatsune Miku, which is like pretty much the Mickey Mouse of.
Yeah, isn't that the one with the green hair?
Yeah, she's like a pop idol. It's insane.
Yeah.
And she's all AI generated. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, a woman recorded, like, words, but AI is that it's not like a girl sings in a booth and then they animate her to that. It's an AI thing that they write everything to, and then the AI performs these songs, et cetera, and stuff. But Akihiko had is it called Octoglove or something like that? It was a tank. It was like this like little miniature aquarium looking thing that was a hologram displayer. It was the same kind of technology that like whenever they had like Michael Jackson and Tupac on stage.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Because they do that with her in real life too.
And they were
doing that with her back
in 2011.
Yeah, way before the fucking other holograms and shit. Mm-hmm. And this was just something that you could buy for your house. It's small, but you can interact with it. And what's insane is that you could hook it up to your house to where when you got home, she would turn on the lights. And she was like an Alexa before an Alexa and shit. And she would like send you messages throughout. Like when you're working, you get a text being like, hey, hope your day's going good. When are you coming home? And like stuff like that. And it would be this insane thing. But like if you could have that with creators, it would be, I mean, why wouldn't you? It's going to happen. People are going to sell their likenesses for so cheap too. Like they're never going to know how valuable that is. You know what I mean?
There'll be one generation that monetizes the fuck out of it. Like they'll be really stringent about the payout and they'll carve the deal really aggressive. And that'll teach the corporation, like, okay, this is what certain people will expect. And then what they'll do is then to upload on the platform, they will require you to forfeit your likeness. And so then there'll just be another generation of whoever that they're going to have them by the fucking nuts, and they'll just rinse them, you know, clean of that value.
It's insane. Did you watch Dream Scenario?
No. Let me look that up.
That's that Nicolas Cage film where he keeps showing up in people's dreams. Mm. Everyone in the world is dreaming about him.
Is it good?
I thought it was very good.
Okay.
It was good. It was like pretty depressing, but there's some like really funny moments, but it's very interesting. It's very much so it's a tale about like wanting fame and fortune and getting it, and it's obviously nothing, you know, it's something different. It's a very standard story like that, but I think it's done in a very fun way. Mm-hmm. But I guess I don't want to spoil it, but it leans into that realm a little bit, and it's very interesting. I would check it out.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
It's a good one, man. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Iron Claw and Dream Scenario, if you just want to like cry for 3 hours.
I've been needing to get caught up. I fucking have been working like a dog.
Yeah, I was wondering, when is this tour? Are you in KC next week?
Next week, baby.
That's cool. Baby.
This would be fun,
bro. You weren't at the parade, were you?
No.
That's scary, bro.
Yeah, I mean that shit happens. People, I mean, it's just so easy for that to happen. I went to the Kansas City, the 2015 when the Royals won the World Series. I went to that parade because I was in college and I could like walk there. And even that was pretty like, there was just a bunch of like robberies and all kinds of shit. The big thing that day though, is it was so hot that people were passing out from dehydration. But now this one, I'm like, it's just the, like, I think it obviously happens in every city, but I'm just like, there's just no point to like, you go there. It's cool that the city is so happy and everybody's like, you know, it's an interesting time where everybody's happy together, but it's just a recipe for disaster. It's just never worth it.
Yeah. The big crowds, man, can't do it.
I love it though, dude. I'm in not the shootings. I could live without those, but I think the Chiefs dynasty thing. I love it. I love seeing people say that the thing's scripted. Yeah. It's all the shit as a football fan that I said about the Patriots. And I'm like, yeah. I love that it's my turn, dude.
Yeah.
Being a Kansas City fan, going through fucking Trent Green and Alex Smith and all these fucking quarterbacks and stuff. I mean, I'm so happy. We're so due.
What was Patrick's story? Like, was he a top seed?
I don't remember. I can't remember. I just know that I think he played for Texas A&M, if I remember right. I think that he was pretty high up on the draft, if I remember correctly. I don't think he was like around. I doubt if he was around one, but higher up than Purdy. I know Purdy was like last round draft pick. Like, yeah. He barely fucking got in.
I mean, that boy has a job. That boy definitely has a job now.
Yeah, people like him. I still think, I'm going to say this, and I know he's a professional athlete, yada, yada, yada. I think his team is just really good. I don't think he's all that impressive, I guess.
I mean, it's...
That's just me, though.
Yeah, it's tough to... Go ahead.
I was just saying, listen to Tony Romo do the commentary, though, during these games. I was just like, I was looking up gay porn so I could remember what it was like watching another man suck a cock, because it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Are you saying that Tony was glazing Purdy so hard?
Yeah. Or I legitimately at one point was like, I think Tony Romo wants to suck Alex Purdy's dick. Brock Purdy's dick, whatever the fuck his name is.
Brock, yeah. Yeah, dude.
So
I don't quite remember his commentary.
Were you rooting for 49? Well, here's what it was. He's so comfortable. He's so comfortable in the pocket. See how he moves here? He's just so good. And then it was just funny. It just made me giggle.
I was rooting for Casey because, you know.
Good man.
Gotta support my boy. Also, our friends that came over, they reminded us that, you know, a lot of tech guys kind of pop up and they're like, I love the 49ers, you know, or they kind of have this diehard.
Yeah, bullshit Cali fucking yeah. fake fans, dude.
Yeah, and so I was thinking, oh, it'll actually be awesome because all these guys, they have disposable income and they probably put some absurd bets on the game, and it'd be great if they just fell to their fucking knees at the end of this thing.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, that touchdown. dude.
You know,
people were just crumpling up their bet tickets, just fucking.
Oh man, I was so sick. We were playing like total shit. We should have won by like what, 3 touchdowns. We were we were in the red in the end zone like 3 different times, and we just could not fucking get there. So it was a much closer game by our own demise. Like, we almost beat ourselves. But no, and I'm hoping we become the first team ever to get 3 in a row.
Bro, that man Bosa, monster out there. Can't deny that.
Very good. I will say, I think my asshole was a bit more, well, I don't know, actually, the 49ers defense was reading us like a book. Like, it was not pretty, but the Ravens were, that was a tough one too. It's just they just couldn't. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Another year down. I saw Zach crying about it. Thought that was funny.
What'd he say? I was this close to just texting him a fucking thumbs up in front of the TV, but you know, I couldn't. I wanted to be nice. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, he can't do that. The workplace environment. No, I just he's upset. 49ers fans are upset. It's the second time they've been beaten in the Super Bowl by the Chiefs. Wouldn't be upset.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know, I don't think, depending on what their team looks like, I doubt they'll be back next year. But that's just me.
What, you really?
I don't think the 49ers will be back next year, no. Especially if they don't have the exact same team. No, I don't think so.
You don't think they'll keep everybody?
I don't know. That's the part of the
I get, yeah,
watching
actually,
NFL
yeah.
that watching the NFL that I don't know or really give a fuck about is like people being like, he's a free agent now. I never keep up with any of that. My friends keep up with that shit. I'm just saying that if the team, it was the same with like the Lions. Like the Lions, this was their year to do it if they were going to do it. And I think like I don't know if they're going to get back.
Football like I feel like football and I don't watch a lot of other sports outside of like MMA and Formula One and like racing in general. Like with racing, shakeups like. They have to be pretty dramatic. Otherwise, you kind of have an idea of like what's coming because Formula One is the way it is, right? And then with MMA is this weird thing where you can't really do math. So you kind of, you have inklings, but anything can happen. So I think you always have that reservation in your mind. And I think the NFL is so unique in that way. And it's so tough because when they find a group that works and they're doing well, two of those guys next year, like that could have been the last year that they were good. And then the same team will go out the next year and it's like, oh yeah, that guy's just slow now. And it just, then that's just it.
Yeah. I mean, the older you get and shit. But at the same time, there's a lot of hope for like, you get new stuff. There's new talent coming into the league
all the time.
And stuff. It's the same shit with like basketball and baseball and stuff. It's like if you just have a solid team and you're able to fit the pieces that you need to fit in, you'll be all right. But it's like how new are the teams? How long they've been playing with each other? All that kind of stuff. Because it's like there is a synchronicity that you have to have with your team. Like Travis Kelce and Mahomes have really good synchronicity with each other.
Dude, Travis stuff, spazzing that he wasn't getting the ball was so funny, dude.
Oh, to Andy Reid?
Yeah, just come on.
It's a moment of intense competition, dude. Watching people be like, he's a bad guy is so funny, though.
Well,
funny to me.
I just don't know what people, you know, people have been convinced that football players aren't down there on the field talking about, like, when this ball snaps, I'm going to fucking hit you so hard that your kids
won't
see you walk
again.
Neck,
yeah. Whatever, yeah.
They're saying horrendous shit on the field, dude.
It's the most intense game. I mean, obviously, don't topple the fucking guy over. It's not appropriate. And like, it's also just like, dude, keep your cool, whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, if you think they haven't talked to each other like that, all season for multiple years.
Yeah.
Like actually brain dead. Like it's an intense competition thing. He's doing it because he wants to win. He's aggravated. Really, like mistakes happen. I mean, so it happens.
Dude.
You're also probably has fucking CTE. You probably can't say certain words anymore because you're fucking brain dead. Who knows?
Who was Patrick yelling at going into halftime? Was it Nice? I forget who it was, but that was a shot that everyone completely overlooked because Patrick's not dating Taylor.
Oh, you mean Rice?
Was it Rice? Why did I say Nice?
Him and Rice. Rice was yelling at him because he was wide open and they could have won the game right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Rice came up and he was like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, because I think there's a lot of shit, man. I mean, it's the same shit with like Tom Brady. God, people are going to be so fucking bored by this episode. I'm sorry.
This is the last five. It's cool.
It's like the thing where like Brady wanted to throw it to Gronk and keep Gronk in the game when they were on the Buccaneers together because there was like a $500,000 bonus that he could have gotten.
Right.
And stuff like that. And I think it's the same shit with like your quarterback, you're trying to look out for your guy, whatever. But also, I think that there's like tons of like bets and all kinds of shit where it's like last point scored in the game, it's Travis Kelce. It's like, oh, fuck, we can control this shit.
Yep.
Well, I'll throw it into you to win. We'll both make like fucking millions of dollars and whatever kind of deal. So I don't know. All I know is we won. I don't give a fuck. Stoked for the next year. Can't wait to buy my Super Bowl champ shirt.
Rice coming up being like, I could have won the game. And Pat's just like, shut the fuck up. I'm about to get a Ferrari.
I'll buy you one too. Just shut the fuck up. Yeah. Rice came up though. He was looking very, very good this year. I'm stoked. I'm stoked for next year to see what we do.
And sports, baby. Stretch and fade. We do it all, man.
That's right. I love watching some. The older I get, the more I love watching sports.
Same here, brother. Same here.
Same here, brother. I can't wait for baseball season to start up because the Royals suck so bad that like decent tickets are like $25.
Yeah, you know, when you say baseball, I think about going to a baseball game in the summer, and that sounds really fun.
I want to go to in the spring. I don't want to get cooked in the summer, but I love some nice spring and fall ball.
Well, you know, I live in LA, so we have the same weather every single day. So
that is true. But then again, you have to be Anaheim Angel fans. Ooh. Or no, Dodger fans. Oh, God. Ooh.
I don't have to be a fan of either. All right. I'm just there for hot dogs.
That's true.
You know, and no
pride with you, though, dude. You're going to have some city pride.
Dude, I was a neglected baby. I have no pride in anything.
That's what makes you feel like you should appreciate the things that you do have now and give them the respect that you didn't give, right?
No.
Okay. and everyone, that is character development.
Character development, yeah. Final thoughts, guys. Don't develop your character, man. Just go no, the other and, way.
And Aiden Ross was probably among the people in the tunnels in New York.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We'll see you soon.